first place that we'll be stopping is at Washington Park. It's off of Elysian Fields. We have a lady that's in that park with her dog, and she can't utilize the shelters because of her dog, so we're going to go check on her.
Lenika Hunter-Davis is an outreach worker for Unity of Greater New Orleans. She and her partner, Joycelyn Scott, drive and walk around the city trying to reach the hardest to reach homeless people. One night, I tagged along.
They closes the park at a certain time, and the people just move to the sidewalk with their blankets, and they're usually lined up, so we'll just make the block and see.
Joycelyn and Lenika know the woman they're looking for well. They worked with her to apply for permanent supportive housing.
We usually park here. This is usually our first stop because this is where the majority of our women are that we are really worried about on the street. Just coming to let them know, hey, we're still working on your case. We're trying to get you all out of here. She know we coming out here first to her. If we don't, she's going to let us have it. You went and saw somebody else before you came, saw me. That's how she is.
And so when they don't see the woman or her dog, Lenika and Joycelyn start to worry.
And she's not here. Let me look in this alley. They're usually on this side because it's darker.
This is her blanket that she has tucked in a fence, and she probably also has some clothes in the bushes. She may have gone somewhere.
Lenika wonders if the police came and issued her a citation. They check another spot where the woman sometimes goes, but she's not there. They say they'll come back and look for her tomorrow, and if they can't find her, they'll check the computer to make sure she didn't go to jail. But for tonight, they head to the library.
A lot of times you will have homeless people who will walk in and request services, but in many, many cases where people are, as we say, the sickest of the sick, the most vulnerable, those people do not come to be served. They're terrified of office settings, or they've been shunned or mistreated, disrespected in those settings, and so they hide.
Angela Patterson is the deputy director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. She says by taking services to where the homeless are, Unity's outreach team has created a paradigm shift.
Because you didn't have a waiting list approach, first come, first served, you are now housing those who are the most needy.
Over the years, the work of Unity's outreach team has gone from managing homelessness to ending homelessness. In the past,
it brought cookies, crackers, water to people, and it visited with people on the street, but that's where people were left, on the street.
Back in the outreach van, Lenika and Joycelyn spot two people sleeping in Duncan Plaza, across from City Hall. The woman, who will identify by her middle name, Marie, has MS. She can't check into a shelter because she can't stay there with her companion who takes care of her. Marie says,
we woke up Tuesday morning and somebody stole from us. Sleeping is always a difficulty because of that. You never know when you wake up who's going to be around you and what's going to be going on.
Joycelyn and Lenika give Marie and her companion a bus pass and a gift certificate to Burger King. They promise to check on the couple's paperwork and also to look into getting Marie another wheelchair.
It's heartbreaking when you have to leave them sleeping on that hard concrete, knowing eventually when you get off, you're going home to your warm bed. You go home and think about it. You know, you have to pray at night. I do. I pray at night.
Joycelyn says when Marie finally moves into a home, she wants to find her a bed. She says she'll ask her church and work her resources. Learn more about Unity at WWNO.org or call Unity's warehouse directly at 438-9300 to donate furniture, pans, plates, and other household items to people going from homeless to housed. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.